Today, now I'm a father and I'm a grandfather, and Christmas is not at all about what I get. I don't even care if I get anything. Christmas is about giving to my kids and grandkids and the joy of watching them open it. That's the joy I get now. I don't get any joy about, you know, getting a pair of socks. So what? You know? What I get the joy out of is in giving and watching the kids and the grandkids open and enjoy that.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, today we continue in our series called Radicalis, Developing Spiritual Roots. In these lessons, we'll learn how to live a life that is deeply rooted in Christ and His Word so that we can become all God has created us to be. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get a copy of the beautifully designed and illustrated Daily Hope Prayer Journal. It's a great way to record and track your prayers. And you can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 99000 for more information. That's the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called Radical Generosity.
We've been looking at this series I'm calling Radicalis, which is the Latin word for from the roots. And we're talking about deepening spiritual roots, going deeper, not being shallow people, not being selfish people, being deeply rooted in the love of God. Now, the Bible says this. If you take out your message notes, one of my favorite verses in the Bible is Proverbs 11:24. Message paraphrase says, "The world of the generous gets larger and larger. The world of the stingy gets smaller and smaller." Now, what's he saying there? That when I'm generous, it enlarges my heart, it enlarges my perspective, it enlarges my impact. When I'm generous, it enlarges my influence. Now, he's not just talking about money here, okay? Let me just explain to you. Generosity is far more than financial giving. Oh, no, no. Money is just a little teeny tiny part of your life. God wants you to learn to live generosity as a lifestyle. Not as a giving of money, but as a lifestyle of generosity. And the Bible tells us that we are to be generous in every area of our lives. We're to be generous with our time. We're to be generous with our praise. We're to be generous with our sympathy. We're to be generous with forgiveness. We are to be generous with our love. We're to be generous with our compliments. We are to be generous with our kindness. We are to be generous with our attention, in paying attention to the needs of people. We are to be generous in listening. We are to be generous in not being judgmental. Generosity is far, far, far more than simply about giving money. It's about living a life that is unselfish. It's about living a life that where you're a giver, not a taker, in every area of life. And that's what I want you to be. It's what I want to be. It's what God wants us all to be, to live this generous lifestyle. So what I want to do this weekend is two things. First, I want to define, according to the Bible, what radical generosity is, as opposed to just normal generosity. And then second, I want you to see the five amazing results it has in your life, how it transforms you when you develop an attitude of openness toward everything in life, and you're generous with your talent, and you're generous with your service, and you're generous with your praise, and you're generous in every area of your life, the difference it makes in your life. So first, what is radical generosity? If you want to talk about generosity, the classic passages in the Bible are in the book of 2 Corinthians, letter written to the people who lived in Corinth, Greece. 2 Corinthians, if he'd written it to us, it'd be 2 Californians. And in Corinth, he writes two chapters, Paul, chapter 8 and chapter 9, that are the classic passages on how to live a generous lifestyle. It is just like 1 Corinthians 13 is the chapter on love in the Bible, and Hebrews 11 is the chapter on faith. 2 Corinthians 8 and 9 are the classic chapters on what it means to live generously in life. Now, let me just start with a definition. You might write this down. Radical generosity is an attitude, not an amount. Radical generosity is an attitude, not an amount. It is not about amount. God couldn't care less how much you give in life. What he cares about is how you give, and what he cares about is why you give. God cares about your motivation. He doesn't care about the amount. Radical generosity is an attitude, not an amount. Now notice here in verse 12 of 2 Corinthians 8, it says this. If you're really eager to give, there's the attitude. It isn't important how much you're able to give. God wants you to give what you have, not what you don't have. Now, as I said, God looks at the why and the how, not the what. He's more interested in your heart. Why? God doesn't need your money. God doesn't need your time. God doesn't need your talent. God doesn't need your sympathy. God doesn't need really anything from you. Zero. What he wants is your heart. What he wants is your love. And the Bible says where your heart, where your treasure is, your heart is. He wants your love. And so he's saying here, it's not what you give, it's why you give it. It's how and why you give it. And he says it's about attitude. And then Paul, in this passage, gives us four attitudes that define radical generosity. Now, the best way to learn in anything in life is to learn by a model. You see somebody else do it, and then you learn. And we learn generosity best from example. I learned to be generous growing up under my parents. My parents were the most generous people I'd ever met. And still have ever met. They taught me. I watched them give everything away in their lives to other people. With an open hand, they held it out. They gave away hospitality. They gave away income. They gave away food. They gave away their time and energy and effort. And I watched how joyful my parents were growing up as generous people. And it taught me the value of generosity in my life. Now, Paul gives us an example of some churches in a portion of Greece. In ancient Greece, one of the provinces in ancient Greece was called Macedonia. Philip of Macedon was the original ruler. His son, you certainly heard of, his son was called Alexander the Great. He was from Macedonia. And Paul, in his travels, the Apostle Paul, started a number of churches in Macedonia. They're in the Bible, and he writes a letter to them. One is a church at the city called Philippi, and we get the book Philippians. And another one is he writes a letter to the church at Thessalonica, another city in Macedonia, and it's called Thessalonians. Corinth, the letter he's writing right here, is a city in Greece. Now, here's the background of the story. The Christians in the church in Jerusalem, in Israel, were under severe financial suffering. The church was under enormous stress, enormous pressure. They were financially tied. It was an extremely poor church in Jerusalem. So Paul says to all the other churches, he says, let's take up a special offering, kind of like we did this week. Let's take up a special offering and give to support these people in their financial crisis in Jerusalem. Well, all of the churches of Macedonia stepped right up. They said, sure, we'll help. And they gave generously, they gave radically, they gave extremely. And Paul now is writing to another church, Corinth. He says, what about you guys? Why don't you do the same thing? And he uses the churches of Macedonia as an example. And here's what he says in verses 1 and 2. He says, we want you to know, talking to the Corinthians church, what God's grace has been accomplished in the churches in Macedonia. They have been severely tested by the troubles they went through. But their joy was so great, they were extremely generous in their giving to help this church in Jerusalem, even though they themselves are desperately poor. Now, if you got notes, I want you to circle, their joy was so great. Their joy was so great. And here's the first attitude of radical generosity. Radical generosity is enjoyable.
That's Pastor Rick Warren, and you're listening to our series called Radicalis. The second half of today's study is coming up next.
It's been said that prayer moves the heart of God. That's why I want to tell you about a very special resource Pastor Rick and his team created just for you. It's the Daily Hope Prayer Journal. This first of its kind, vegan leather, full color prayer journal has sections to pray for specific people and situations, and space to express your gratitude and personal prayer requests to God. The 208 pages are beautifully designed and filled with inspiring Bible verses. This prayer journal is a spiritual growth tool designed to help you enjoy a vibrant prayer life, connect with the Lord, strengthen your prayer practice, and establish a consistent daily prayer time. When you give a gift to this ministry, we'll send you the Daily Hope Prayer Journal to say thanks. Quantities are limited, so get yours today. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004.
Right now, we'd like to let you know that a very special friend of the ministry has offered a $100,000 matching grant for this month. Now, that means that when you support Daily Hope, every dollar will be matched up to $100,000 all the way to the end of this month. But please remember, if we don't reach the $100,000 mark by midnight December 31st, well, we'll lose whatever is left over. So please give, however God leads you. These funds are critical as we go forward with our vision of sharing the hope of Jesus with more people who need it.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
The Christians and the church in Jerusalem, in Israel, were under severe financial suffering. The church was under enormous stress, enormous pressure. They were financially tied. It was an extremely poor church in Jerusalem. So Paul says to all the other churches, he says, let's take up a special offering, kind of like we did this week. Let's take up a special offering and give to support these people in their financial crisis in Jerusalem. Well, all of the churches of Macedonia stepped right up. They said, sure, we'll help. And they gave generously, they gave radically, they gave extremely. And Paul now is writing to another church, Corinth. He says, what about you guys? Why don't you do the same thing? And he uses the churches of Macedonia as an example. And here's what he says in verses 1 and 2. He says, we want you to know, talking to the Corinthians church, what God's grace has been accomplished in the churches in Macedonia. They have been severely tested by the troubles they went through, but their joy was so great, they were extremely generous in their giving to help this church in Jerusalem, even though they themselves are desperately poor. Now, if you got notes, I want you to circle, their joy was so great. Their joy was so great. And here's the first attitude of radical generosity. Radical generosity is enjoyable. It is enjoyable. We give out of joy. We don't give out of duty. We don't give out of guilt. We don't give out of pressure. We don't give out of a compulsion. We don't give out of obligation. We give out of joy. It is enjoyable. It says their joy was so great. Now, I want you to look at that verse for a minute and notice several things about these churches in Macedonia. First, it wasn't a wealthy church. In fact, it says they were desperately poor. Second, it said they had their own problems. They were being severely tested. So this church needs help themselves, and yet they're given to help somebody else. They were severely tested. You know what was going on there? I talked about it last week. Persecution. This was during the time of the Roman Empire and Nero, where if you were a Christian, that meant you're a Christian, you die. That's what it meant. You die. You're either going to be fed to the lions in the Colosseum, or you're going to be nailed to a cross and tarred and lit with fire to illuminate the Appian Way, the Roman road. And so in those days, if you were a Christian, it meant you follow Christ, you die. So these churches are poor themselves, and they're under intense persecution. But notice, it didn't stop them from giving. It said they were extremely generous. What's extreme generosity? It's radical generosity. They gave, and then why did they give? They gave out of joy, not out of duty or obligation. Now, friends, unbelievers just don't get this. You don't get it till you have Christ in your life. You don't even understand it. I mean, when this got announced that we were going to have an end-of-the-year offering, people were going, well, you know, it's because they're pressured to give, or they feel guilty to give, or they're manipulated to give. We don't ever do that. We've never done a, quote, fundraiser in this church in 30 years. Never. We don't have bake sales. We don't have car washes. We don't sell widgets. We don't put a thermometer on the wall and say, we've got this more to go. We've never done that in 30 years. Never. Why? Because giving out of compulsion is not true giving. Just keep it. You don't get any credit for it from God. So he's saying you give out of joy. People don't understand that people actually give out of joy. Now, the Bible says this. Jesus said it. Look on the screen. He said, there is more happiness in giving than in receiving. Now, I have to admit, when I was a kid, I thought that verse was a lie. I said, that just isn't true. It's a whole lot more fun to get things than it is to give. That's just not true. And I have to admit that when I was immature as a child, Christmas was all about me. What am I going to get? What's under the tree for me? That's okay if you're immature. What's in it for me? But you know what? Hopefully I've matured. And today, now I'm a father and I'm a grandfather, and Christmas is not at all about what I get. I don't even care if I get anything. Christmas is about giving to my kids and grandkids and the joy of watching them open it. That's the joy I get now. I don't get any joy about, you know, getting a pair of socks. So what? You know? What I get the joy out of is in giving and watching the kids and the grandkids open and enjoy that. The mark of maturity is when you switch and you begin to understand that there really is more joy in giving than in getting. If I'm still enjoying only getting, it means I haven't grown up yet. It means I'm still self-centered. It's not by accident the word miser and miserable come from the same word. That when you're miserly, you're going to be miserable. The happiest people in the world are givers in life. The unhappiest people in the world are takers. All they do is they take. They're self-centered. They live for themselves. Radical generosity is enjoyable. The second attitude of radical generosity is radical generosity is supernatural. It's supernatural. And that's what we see in the next verse, in verse 3. Paul is talking about these poor people in Macedonia who gave to help another poor church in Jerusalem. And he says, for I testify that they gave as much as they were able and even beyond their ability. How do you give beyond your ability? That's supernatural giving. Natural giving is to give what you're able. Supernatural giving is to give beyond your ability. How do you do that? Well, many of you did it this week. You took money that you could have used to pay a bill, to buy a TV, make a car payment, or whatever. You took money that you really could have used, you could have needed, you could have used in every way, and you gave it away. That is something supernatural. That is not natural. It's natural for me to keep. It's natural for me to protect. It's natural for me to hoard. It's natural for me to worry. It is unnatural for me to give away what I need. That's unnatural. That's supernatural. And how do you do that? Well, God, what I've learned is this, and I've been learning this act of generosity for about 35 years. What I've learned is that when I figure out what I'm going to give, God always shows me how. A lot of times when I think, I want to give this amount. I go, I don't have that money. Where's that going to come from? Or how are we got to pay that bill or this or that? And when you say that, what happens is then God shows you a way. When you figure out why you want to give, God will always show you the how. He will always make a way. Number three, radical generosity is enthusiastic. It's not out of guilt, as I said. It's not out of drudgery. It's not out of sorrow. It's not out of, oh, man, I got to do this. Radical generosity, the kind that God says, that's the only kind that counts, is the kind that's enthusiastic. And he says this in the rest of verse 3 and verse 4, talking about the model he gives us of enjoyable, supernatural, enthusiastic giving. He says, of their own free will, they begged us and they pleaded for the privilege of having a part in helping God's people in Judea. He's talking about Jerusalem. The Bible tells us that to be enthusiastic means to be in theos. The enthusiasm comes from the Greek word in theos. Do you know what in theos means? In is the word in, E-N is in, and theos is the word for God. To be in theos means to be in God. When you get in God, you will be enthusiastic. That's where enthusiasm comes from. It comes from being in God. I remember many years ago when to get this property, church was much, much smaller. We had 486 families. And we did a giving commitment time called Possess Our Lands, where we made a commitment for 3 years to give over and above our tithe. And the average gift of the families in this church was $14,000, over $14,000 a family. That was the kind of sacrifice made to get this property. I remember a few years ago when there was a tsunami in Southeast Asia, and I wasn't even speaking. Pastor Tom was teaching, and he said, folks, there are churches in Southeast Asia that need our help, kind of like the church in Jerusalem here. We need to help them out. And on the basis of a 30-second request, an announcement, you gave to help the tsunami.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, and you've been listening to our series called Radicalis, Developing Spiritual Roots. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, simply go to PastorRick.com to listen again, to find out more about this ministry, and to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. Rick's going to be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. It's been said that prayer moves the heart of God. And that's why I want to tell you about a very special resource Pastor Rick and his team have created just for you. It's our Daily Hope Prayer Journal. This first-of-its-kind, vegan leather, full-color prayer journal has sections to pray for specific people and situations, and space to express your gratitude and personal prayer request to God. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Did you know that today there are still almost 3,000 groups of people around the world that have no Bible, no believer in Christ, and no body of Christ, no church? Over 3,000 of those small tribes. One of the reasons I started Daily Hope was to help bring this awareness to the world and raise the funds to get a Bible, a believer, and a body of Christ in these last 3,000 tribes. I call it the final frontier. These people not only need to hear about the love of Jesus, they need to grow up. They need to be discipled in their faith. Now, I admit this is a big vision, but it's an important vision. It's a global vision. It's a timely vision. But every vision requires provision. And honestly, we wouldn't be able to even go after these tribes without your help. And that's why I can't fully express how much I appreciate your support for Daily Hope. When you give to this ministry, you're not only supporting this broadcast, but you're supporting our efforts to go to the final frontier, the final 3,000 tribes that have no Bible, no believer, and no body of Christ. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is I'm excited to share we have a generous couple who's offered a $100,000 matching grant gift to Daily Hope. What does that mean? It means any gift you give between now and the end of December will be doubled to match that amount. So I want to ask you to please prayerfully consider how you could give today to help us reach the final frontier of these tribes that have never heard the name of Christ in the coming year. To say thanks for your generous gift, I want to send you the brand new Daily Hope Prayer Journal. It's a great tool. You can keep a record of all your conversations with God. It's a beautiful vegan leather. It's designed with color illustrations, prayer prompts, encouraging Bible verses designed to help you experience a deeper, richer, more meaningful prayer life. Now, friends, even if you can't help us financially, I want to ask you to pray. Pray for us and pray these specific prayer requests, that I will faithfully teach God's word in a way that blesses you and penetrates the hearts of people who don't know Christ. Pray for the Daily Hope team, that God will encourage them as they create all of our discipleship tools and materials, which we want you to have to help you. And most of all, pray for these unreached tribes and groups of people who've never heard the name of Jesus. I'm praying for you during this Christmas season. Thank you so much for your generosity. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. You make it possible. Now join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our Daily Hope.
Now, quantities are limited, so get yours today. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. And remember, all this month when you support Daily Hope, every dollar will be matched up to $100,000 till midnight December 31st. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.